question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
We're now back indeed. It's your travel duo, Robert and Mary, ready to go as we get to the next installment of our Chief Travel Leader series. And we appreciate having you here with us for our World Travel get-together. Before we check in with show friend Mark Waltrip, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by AMA Waterways River Cruises.
And just this week, AMA Waterways alerted us that they've now opened the 2021 sailing season. They're offering some outstanding specials to entice you to book with them. They're going to offer four new itineraries, including sought-after destinations such as Lake Como, Italy, Geneva, Switzerland, and Burgundy, France. And their early booking rewards will save you 5% on suite and balcony staterooms, plus up to $1,500 per stateroom on 2021 departures.
Well, okay, so there we go. Folks, listen, ocean liners take you to European cities, but a river cruise takes you through them. Check out AMAWaterways.com for itineraries and specials, including free round-trip airfare on select 2020 cruises, plus the 2021 offerings that Mary just mentioned as well. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Westgate Resorts started back in 1982 with a 16-unit vacation villa property located about a mile from the entrance to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Fast forward 37 years to present day, and the company has significantly grown to employ over 10,000 people and now offers 14,000 villas at 27 resorts across the U.S. And joining us on the show hotline to discuss the company and what they offer travelers is their COO, Mark Waltrip.
Mark, it's nice to reconnect with you again. We appreciate you being here with us on America's number one travel radio show for our exclusive Chief Travel Leader segment of the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, great to have you back with us. So, you know, listen, I had to do a double take when I saw that it's been 44 months, actually, Mark, almost to the day, since you and I were standing together in that sports book for an interview at the Westgate Resort in Las Vegas, and that some in our audience certainly may know as the former iconic Las Vegas Hilton. So we're not going to have time to go over everything that's happened in our respective lives over those 3 years and 8 months, but let's start with that property. Is it performing well for you, and has Westgate been successful in breathing new life into that destination location?
You know, when we bought that property, it was with great trepidation on my part because it had been losing so much money and it had been in such disrepair. But what we didn't realize when we bought that iconic property was just the heart and soul of the team members. And we have since invested over $180 million into the property, renovated just about every inch of it, including that super book. And it's performing well above our expectations. If you'd have told me back then, do you think you'll make the kind of margins that we're making today? I would not have believed it, but it's really just been a wonderful journey for us. And the greatest thing about it was that when we bought it, the other suitors who were trying to buy it had all planned to tear it down. And David Siegel did something beyond magnanimous when he said, "Not only are we going to buy it, but we're going to renovate it while it's open. I'm not putting 2,000 families out of work." And it's a good thing that he did that, because those 2,000 team members have really energized that property. The level of quality of service they're delivering and the gratitude that they have for what we've done has just been immeasurable.
Well, that is good news to hear, and that is a tremendous investment.
Mark, I want to get a little personal for a minute and share with our listeners around the country a bit about your background, because it really jumped out to me. 20 years of service in the U.S. Air Force, we thank you for that. Master's in aeronautical engineering and a career in the space launch industry prior to what you're doing now, helping develop launch facilities for the commercial space program. Which job is harder?
Yeah, I was actually even the propulsion engineer in the first commercial space program, so I've had kind of an eclectic background. It's the cutest path to where I am today, but I was very blessed to meet David Siegel, and he gave me an opportunity to take a step back into a different world, and it's been a lot of fun.
So with a diverse career like that, I'd like to know if you found crossover and the skills needed to successfully do what you do with Westgate now.
It absolutely has. In fact, being an engineer sounds kind of an odd mix with a C-level position, but what you learn in engineering is how to solve problems, and that's the biggest part of my job, is figuring out how to solve problems and come up with different results. And the leadership experiences that I learned both as an enlisted person and an officer in the Air Force, you know, I went in enlisted, became a staff sergeant, got my commission, became a captain. I was able to learn both how to lead and how to follow. So I credit a lot of my success to the discipline and the leadership skills that I learned in the Air Force.
I think that's really well put. I want to go back to some of these properties right now. And folks, if you're not familiar with the Westgate Resorts and all their properties, You know, Mark, I can't hit them all, but, you know, you have locations in Orlando, Las Vegas, we just mentioned, Branson, Missouri, Daytona Beach, Pigeon Forge, and Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Myrtle Beach is there. I see Park City on this list, Williamsburg, Virginia, even New York City where we are, and some other cities as well. So what markets are you seeing right now the greatest demand? And I also want to know, as you look forward and project into 2020 and beyond, where do you think the greatest growth is going to be?
So our business model is somewhat unique within our space in that we are probably the only company within our space that is truly building themed destination resorts. And what that means is we go to places like Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and we don't just throw up a hotel or some condos. We actually figure out what the story is behind why people visit that area. And, of course, in that case, it's the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. So when you arrive, you're going to be immersed into the park experience. Our team members wear park ranger-style uniforms. We do 27 different unique activities every week, most of them themed around the national park. So we try to create those themed destination experiences that we believe today's traveler, particularly millennials, are looking for. So we look for places where we can not just build but become part of that community. So we're in places like Williamsburg, Virginia, which is, you know, one of the oldest communities in America, and we actually have an historic inn, and our team members front of house wear colonial garb. So we really immerse ourselves. So we constantly look for new markets where we can tell a story and create an experience that people will gravitate to. That's why we're in all these unique places, even New York City, which was really tough. We actually found a landmark building in a historic district that we're
you're
renovating.
You're right near Grand Central.
And I didn't know that until we started preparing for this interview, and I was surprised. So go ahead.
Yeah, so our building was actually the very first workforce housing project built in America in 1930. It was a men's dormitory that later got converted to a hotel. But there's a whole history behind that neighborhood that, I don't know if you ever saw the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, Gangs of New York, based on that neighborhood. It was the Irish ghetto, if you will, and at one time it was called Corcoran's Roost, which was, Patty Corcoran was a local mobster back in the late 1800s that ruled that part of the area, and it has a whole rich history of how it became the fabric thread of the growth of New York City. And so we love this beautiful landmark building and the story that we get to tell about the local neighborhood.
Well, I want to ask a follow-up question on this because I know Mary has something she wants to get to, and I want to make sure we don't run out of time with you. But if people are listening, I know you also offer the ownership options, but if someone listening right now wants to book at a property, you know, they can do it pretty much just like they would at a Marriott or Hilton or Hyatt. Am I correct?
That is correct. We're a full mixed-use company now. We have hotel, timeshare, which timeshare is still a big part of our business. We have an amazing collection of restaurants, retail. We do water parks. So every one of our resorts, one thing you will notice is they're much more amenitized than your typical resort. And if somebody wants to take a timeshare tour, we even have very, very low discounted special rates that we can connect them with because we know we're taking their valuable time. But we have right now, we have 3 water parks under construction. We have a dozen restaurants under construction. Right now we're sitting at about 100 units in the restaurant, retail, entertainment business. So when you go to our resorts, it's not just, you know, a place to stay. It's a place to hang out and get quality time with your family without being nickel and dime.
And really have an experience. All right, so before we run out of time, Mark, I do want to touch on this quickly. Monday is Veterans Day. Before we let you go, you're doing something for the 9th year, giving away 1,500 free vacations to U.S. military families. What can you share? You've got a little less than a minute.
Yeah, this started about 9 years ago, and David decided that he wanted to reward our frontline freedom fighters. So anyone who served in combat, the war on terror, and particularly Gold Star families, we give them a free 4-day event at Westgate Vacation Villas. We bring in a headliner. Last year it was Lieutenant Dan Bann with Gary Sinise. We've had Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA, perform multiple times. We have not announced a talent yet for this coming year, but it will be a bigger name than we've ever had before. And the number will actually grow to probably about 2,000 families. And we're very proud of it because we fill them with theme park events, lots of activities, minis. We feed them, and it's all for free. David pays 100% of the cost, and it's just a wonderful way to give back to not just the troops that serve, but their families who, as you know, have been left at home while they're abroad.
Well, they also, you know, they may not be serving
really
on the front lines, but they are serving as well. And, you know, the other thing besides those vacations that you're giving, the 1,500 free vacations, or as you say, maybe they'll go up a little higher, I know you're also on Monday, you're going to be offering a special 25% discount on all, you know, future vacations that are being booked. So, folks, if you want to go to that website, it's just westgatesalutes.com, westgatesalutes.com, And then, obviously, WestgateResorts.com is the website. Mark, we could go on. We've got a lot. Certainly, we could cover it. Let's make sure it's not another 44 months until we do this again, all right?
Absolutely. You're invited to my house anytime.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a great weekend. Good catching up.
Take care, guys.
All right. There goes Mark Waltrip. You think he enjoys his job a little bit,
Mark? Just a little bit at Westgate Resorts.
Just a bit.
I think he sounds pretty passionate about what he's doing.
It is nice to hear that, and it certainly, I'm sure, that comes out in many areas with what he does for the company. Right now, we're going to pause for a quick break. Please be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. 80% of the show is still to come today on this November 9th broadcast, and we'll get right to it after these brief sponsor messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.